Dear God, I pray that as I listen to this recording, that there is no deafness in me spiritually. I pray that every cell within my heart and within my body has the infinite capacity to hear. As it says in the Bible, faith comes by hearing. And I pray that my body temple has faith in the power of you, God, and in the power of infinite healing. I believe that nothing is lost, and that I can regain all. I believe with the seeing eye, I see in my mind's eye the truth of a whole being and a whole heart, and I believe completely in you. I do not believe in dire diagnoses. I believe in the living gnosis of the truth that you are speaking to me right now. I believe that you eternally recreate me, cell by cell, atom by atom, tissue by tissue, organ by organ, and my heart is being renewed. There is no blockage of any kind within my heart. There is no withholding of any kind in heaven. All ideas pass with unfailing regularity and ease. And the same is true of God's heart inside of me. The perfect flow of God is circulating eternally in perfect sequence and order and rhythm. The arteries flowing the blood in and out of my heart are under the perfect divine order of the perfection of God. They are God's too. They are spiritual. The cleansing and healing, freeing, vitalizing power of God is quickening and renewing all the tissues of my arteries and of my entire organism. Yes, I'm speaking to my heart in prayer. But I know, God, that you miss nothing and that you heal me at the cause. I know that your healing is not temporal but permanent. And I look to you. Your love and compassion are manifest in me right now. As I speak about healing of the heart, the Word is made flesh. The purity and the strength of God now cleanses you in your whole organism. You are harmonized, you are vitalized through and through. You are satisfied, for in your heart you are feeling purity, order, divine rhythm, peace, wholeness, and the perfection of God. You are tender-hearted. You have a heart that is filled with love. All resentment is cast off. Love is going to soften and heal any hard condition in the heart. There is a cleansing and a harmonizing of the entire life within the heart and without, as well as increased strength and vitality needed to heal. The purifying, vitalizing, harmonizing life of God is active in every cell of your heart, creating for you a healthy beat, a perfect rhythm, and a perfect heart. Wholeness and perfection is expressing itself in every part of the heart. The blood flowing through your heart flows in perfect rhythm and perfect strength, in perfect sequence and perfect order, continually bringing harmony and unity and happiness to every part of your body. In this moment of time, there is a new realization of life, complete life in your heart. There is a realization that the complete pulsation of the universe of God is happening in and through your heart. Your heart is God's heart. there is a coordination of God in the beating of your heart. And in every area of your heart, you are blessed. And your heart is blessing you as you are blessing it. There is a perfect circulation of blessing going to every area of your heart. You are thankful for its perfect operation. The operation of God is happening in and through your heart. With every beat, you feel the power and the vitality and the youthfulness of God beating in your heart. You realize life and health in your heart, and you realize that God is the life, the abundant life that is unfailing, omnipresent, eternal, and you make a conscious connection with this power behind your heart, with God life, by declaring your oneness with it and your heart's oneness with it. And next, you express that oneness in the inspired activity of your heart. Your heart is now enjoying a fullness of life by realizing that you live in the sea of life, by refusing to allow any thought to come in that stops the idea of that universal life flow of God. You live, you move, and have your being in God. And your heart does too. Life is spiritual, and every faculty is quickening with new life in your body. Your life will never wane. You keep your mind on God, and it increases and expresses itself in fullness in your heart. You go on and on with the life idea in your mind, and your body becomes more and more alive with spiritual life. It shows forth the glory of God. You think life. You talk life. You see yourself in your mind's eye with the fullness of life. And every time you think life, you speak life, you rejoice in life, you are setting free and bringing into manifestation in yourself more and more of the life idea of God. Here is the place. Your body temple is the place of abundant life. And you fill your mind and you fill your body, your surroundings and your affairs with the glad, free, buoyant life by exercising unwavering faith in it. You demonstrate healing. You no longer affirm sickness, either in your thoughts or your words. Two bodies cannot occupy the same space at the same time, and you do not give sickness the preference. You have in the past, and sickness has held its advantage over you. Now you affirm God, and you affirm health as powerfully as you had been affirming sickness. And you clear out of your mind the old condition, and you are healed. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why do we question? Why do we look at the outside appearance to discern or judge the progress that we're making? Jesus Christ said, "Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Righteous judgment is always the judgment of your true inner spiritual self. And it is always on the side of truth, the truth of your being, which is wholeness and perfection. We do not look to outside appearances of anything and judge by it alone. You look with the eyes of faith. You do not question or doubt your healing. The power is in God. The power is in God. The power in your heart is in God. And right now, your faith is causing a demonstration and a manifestation in your strong heart. The power that is working in your heart is the power of God. And that is a power that is without lack, without any kind of congestion. That power is a power that does not fear, does not have anxiety, does not worry, does not have dread. This moment, the Great Helper is helping you. Dear God, I thank you that I am free, free from fear and anxiety and worry over my heart, dread and even suspense. I have faith in the Holy Spirit, the whole Spirit of God, and I trust it to protect me and protect my heart, and to provide for me, and to bring into my life those people that can help me and help my heart. I know that all is in divine order and divine working. I receive in faith the peace of Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. I do not condemn my heart. I bless my heart. I bless it for its good working and its healing power. I have a great power to heal, and I know that you are the source of all healing and recreation and regeneration. I do not resent pain. I know that all the tension that has hindered the work of spirit is now cast out, and I look upon any pain that I have had as an indication of a need calling for adjustment, and I use my thoughts and my words wisely. I lift up, I renew, I redeem my body by pouring into it words of love and joy and praise. The God life that is present in every atom of my being is responding with renewed and peaceful activity. I am so thankful that there is a healing power that is going through me now, and it is a healing power of love. There's a perfect circulation of this love. I accept fully the love of God, and I give fully the love of God back. The love that pours forth from me is the love of God to me and from me. And I am thankful because it is a solvent in me for impacted selfishness and greed and hatred and envy, jealousy, revenge, criminal intent, and a score of other mental and physical enemies. These error emotions no longer generate currents of thoughts that burn up body cells and lead to the inharmonious conditions. I have inside of me now only love, only peace, and only harmony. Love is cultivated in me, and it becomes the keynote of my life and my heart. I open up the consciousness of my thinking to God love, and to the spirit of forgiveness. It is easy to forgive, and I do so as naturally as I breathe. I no longer hold on to resentments of any kind. I do not strive and struggle in my outer mortal self to forgive. I know that when the all-forgiving love of God comes through me, when I am in the image and likeness of God, it is coming through me, And when I'm in the image and likeness of God, I have mastery. I have mastery over the conditions of mortal body. I want to be free, and I want to set free. I want to be alert to ways to make things smooth. I pray that I am able to meet all the obstructions without opposing the force in any way, in an outer way or inside of my body. I know how easy it is to live in love. And I pray that all the restrictions of life that seem to make life hard do not manifest within my body. I want real joy in my religion, and I want that real joy to live within the temple of the living Lord. Allow my body to be the cathedral of God. Allow it to spread throughout with the love of God, the healing and the vital power of God. I want God to manifest through every movement of my body. I pray that my voice is cheery, that it's light and springy, and all the functions of my body will perform perfectly. I want to live and move in the joy of living of God. I want to become as a little child in every part of my body and have a joyful feeling. I want to be so alive as if I have been born again. I want to feel the purity and the simplicity of life come through me and come through my heart, strengthening and harmonizing within and without. The joy of God is my strength. Dear God, I know that you know the cause for any ailment that has been in my heart, and I ask you to heal me at the root, at the cause. I want you to blend together all the areas of my heart, creating a perfect synchronicity of its beat and its pressure. I pray that my heart is an expression of the living God, and I pray that God and my heart cannot be separate. I pray that there is a process working through my heart, carrying on in my heart, restoring in my heart, that is one with Spirit, the Spirit of God, and life, the life of God. And I pray that God touches my heart and quickens it. I ask God for an accelerated healing without pain in every area of my heart and the surrounding conditions. And I acknowledge right now the wholeness of my heart and of my entire being. The divine idea of the heart is made manifest in me, and it is always well. I emphasize that in every thought inside of my mind and in every part of my body. There is a wholeness in me. There is a health in me that knows no end. It is ever increasing and expanding, touching all. It is because of my oneness with God. There is no separation between God and I. My spirit, my mind, and my body are one in God. And I am made perfect, whole, and entire. I am being renewed daily in the spirit of my mind. I have put on the new man, that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. They that wait for Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. I hold to this belief. I know that the old and the feeble are passing away, and I am given new life, life that is without limitation, life that is the activity of life of God itself. I persist in seeing the pure, everywhere present, incorruptible life of God manifesting itself in my flesh. And then I live according to the law of life and truth. The Word is made flesh in me. I see God in my entire being, and I am satisfied with God's harmonious life, which is now being manifested in my heart as strength and purity, beauty, wholeness, and perfection. And I am given eternal youth through the engine in me of eternal power. I hold this thought in every thought inside of my mind, and I let God do its restoring, transforming work for me. I know that I have a consciousness and a manifestation of youth. The cleansing waters of the Christ life now dissolve and wash away all the buildup of false thoughts and conditions, and I am made new in both mind and in whole body. The rejuvenating power of the whole Spirit of God is now at work in every cell and fiber of my being, making my flesh pure, fresh, and radiant with divine life and wholeness. No negative thought of age can work in my mind or become manifest in my body, for I am the ever-renewing, ever-unfolding expression of infinite life and youth. The invigorating, rejuvenating Christ life is now active in me. It is filling me and my heart with youth and vigor, vitality, and strength. When I'm awake and when I am asleep, day by day, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, moment by moment, I am growing stronger, healthier, and more youthful. I am more alive than I have ever been, even as a child. I am alive forevermore in the vitalizing energy of the Christ Spirit. There is no waste or lack in the never-changing life of God. The Christ mind now conserves and directs the life and substance in me to the building of that pure, incorruptible body that shall endure in health forever. I give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ that this is so right now. I decree that there is no infection around or in your heart, no virus in and around your heart. No plague or virus shall come to you. God is the life of your being. God is the truth of your being. God is the substance of your being here and now. And this substance is pure spirit. It contains no germs, bacteria, or virus whatsoever. The Spirit of the healing God in you dissolves any such belief thoroughly and completely and its manifestation. You are in the midst of God, and God sterilizes and stops all infections. And the only thing contagious around your heart is the life of God. Nothing inside of you is there except God. You are abiding in the Almighty's protection, power, and love. God's truth annihilates every poisonous presentation. You rest in the supreme radiancy of life, and your heart is a place where no infection or virus could possibly exist. It is your business to know that God is the all-creative power of your heart. And with certainty, you know that God is the only life there is in your heart. This God life is your heart's life now. And with absolute positiveness, you know that God creates only useful and helpful forms of life. And your heart is useful and helpful to you. God inside of you works as an antiseptic to anything unlike itself. The mighty Spirit of God within you meets and masters every false presentation. You refuse to be intimidated by reports, bulletins, or scare headlines. You refuse to get excited about any name or claim. The spiritual substance and the reality of your heart is incapable of discord or decay. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High, immune from all contagious beliefs and diagnoses. You live in the living gnosis of God life. The spiritual substance of your being cannot absorb, secrete, or accommodate or manifest any poisonous belief at all. There is nothing but a perfect circulation through your body temple. Order and harmony and healing prevail now and always. You dispose once and for all malicious brooding with thoroughness and dispatch. You lift your whole body, mind and soul, spirit and consciousness into the presence of God. And you say, "My body is the temple of the living God, and I am free from all dire predictions." And God says, "Yes, this is so." God will bring you people to help you, doctors and hospitals and surgeons, if it is needed, that will join their mind with God mind and be able to diagnose with a higher power than their human training or human knowledge. You will have help from within and without, because God governs all. I decree right now that this is so in the name of Jesus Christ, and I ask you to consent in mind. God holds you in the power of God's endless life. God's perfect life is the life of your heart. It is absolutely unconditioned by personal sense, fear sense, or worry sense. Life of God is infinite. The life of God is boundless. The life of God is vast right where your heart is. You think life when you think about your heart. You think life. The power of this endless life fills your heart with flood tides of energy and dynamic inner courage. This inner illumination feeds and nourishes and restores your heart and makes it every whit whole. The same life overflows into every area of your body, and it causes your body to move and act and circulate with new vigor and vitality, initiative, and ever-expanding ideas of God. I thank God that there is no sick, diseased, or imperfect life in you. I thank God that there is a power in you that knows, and it can never be lost or destroyed by hereditary influence, diagnosis, or bad habits. Life never began, nor will it ever end. God, I am grateful that my whole being is teeming with this eternal life. I am grateful that my whole body is flowing and overflowing with the ecstasy and the exalting of life itself, This life and energy is flowing in me. It is flowing through me. It is flowing through my heart and circulating round about me all the time and in this moment. All of life is working in me all the time. This is the glory of my endless life in God. And with all my heart, I accept this as the truth that makes me free today, tomorrow, and forever. And I accept all the life there is as my very own now. I am life. I plan my future with a spirit of happiness. It pervades my entire heart with deep delight. There is a spirit of gladness as I walk into tomorrow, a spirit of praise and thanksgiving and divine radiation that all can feel from me. My heart is buoyant. My heart contains the holy breath of eternal life in me. It is beating every day with fresh power, vital power, more power with every passing hour. I am charged and recharged and charged again with currents of God. Be healed, my friend. Be merged and blended and bathed in the name of Jesus Christ in God.